This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
9:02 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Joining us right now, Senior Vice President, Executive Vice President of Baseball Operations and General Manager for the Baltimore Orioles, Mike Elias. What's going on, Mike?
Hey, Rob, you got me?
Yes, I have you loud and clear.
What are we doing?
And we go over who I would resign, who I would bring back. When you start looking at guys with expiring contracts, especially veterans, when do you start exploring that? Is that something you do before the offseason, or do you wait until the offseason and see what you have internally?
Yeah, we're looking at that right now. I mean, just in the context of our entire roster situation and the strategy that we're putting together to look at the market for over this offseason, external additions, whether those are free agents, possibly trade targets, and just the whole thing. So it's hard to isolate just your own players and your own returning guys, but those are the ones that you're the most comfortable with because you've just spent a year or more with them. And you do tend to think about, hey, do we want to just bring this guy back and get a jump on it before the offseason? So that's something that's going on right now for us and every team.
So what's different about the position you're in? I mean, I'm sure it's got to be different, this last month of the season for the Orioles than it is for the Rays or the White Sox. What is the day-to-day over there now? What's the focus?
I think that we're more in a mode to audition and evaluate players this September with an eye towards next year. I mean, we're not doing that across the board. We've got, Matt Harvey pitched last night. He's a free agent. And so, that doesn't fit into an audition type of thing. But, we need guys to pitch and get us through the end of the season. But with other players, you look at the infield that we're rolling out there right now with Urias and Mateo and Jermai Jones, we're trying to get some guys some experience. So that's the primary use of the September for a team that's out of the playoff race. Whereas, if you're the White Sox or the Atlanta Braves right now, you're out there maybe at the expense of info for next year trying to push out extra wins during a month like this.
What's your assessment of Ryan Mountcastle? Because the power surge, we're seeing some great offensive numbers. Still, curious of where you see him defensively as well. But overall this season, has he met your expectations?
Yeah, I think it's been a very successful season, especially, you get past May and you look at his numbers and you look at his age. I mean, this is a 24-year-old guy. It's a very young, exciting career ahead of him. And we've seen so much growth from him at the major league level. Coming up through the minor leagues, he hit very well, but everything that everyone who saw him talked about was didn't walk a lot. Didn't necessarily punch out a lot, but just was a guy that liked to swing the bat. I mean, he's always going to be that way. But you see him now, you watch the at-bats, watching the game on TV or in person, and he's laying off some really tough right-handed sliders. The at-bats seem to be getting mature as the year goes on. So it's everything that we were hoping to see. I think he's got a very bright future ahead of him. Obviously, he's been playing a lot of first base this year. I think with his body type and his history as an infielder, this is someone who was drafted as a shortstop and played a lot of third base. That's probably going to be his best fit position for the next 10 years. But, we've put him a lot in left field. He'll be able to do that, when needed. And, depending on what we're doing with the lineup that night, or Trey Mancini, or whoever's in the DH spot that night, you know, we'll be able to move Ryan out there as needed.
You're here with Michael Elias, GM of the Baltimore Orioles. Mike, I'm a big fan of Austin Hayes as well. Looks like he's starting to come around. I felt like health has always been a big issue with him. Are you beginning to see the Austin Hayes that you thought you'd get?
Yeah, he's been a lot healthier the last couple of months, and so the play's picked up, as you mentioned. And that has been an issue. You know, he's had some lower body stuff this summer, and he's been working through it and staying out on the field. It's been an issue in the past. So he's really, this has been one of his healthier seasons despite some day-to-day injuries. So that in and of itself has been an achievement for him. But you see, he's a center fielder skill set. With the way that Cedric Mullins is playing and the way that Cedric Mullins has been hitting lefties, it's pushed Austin into left and right field more. But the great thing about that is we get an impact defender in the corners.
Yep.
And the last couple of nights, he really made some huge plays out there, impacted the game with his glove. So the catch there is, you know, the bar for your offense gets so much higher when you're playing corner outfield. And, you know, for him, I think the next step, you know, he dominates left-handed pitching, but the next step for him is getting a little more balance against right-handed pitching and showing that he can hit for power in the major leagues against right-handed pitching. And he's shown flashes of that, and I think it's going to come, but it's, you know, one of the holes you can poke in his season thus far.
And Mike, we always talk about the American League East as the maybe the toughest division in sports. Has it evened out a bit with the West now, three teams with 70 wins or more? You know, talking about the American League West, the National League West the same. You got three teams with 71, 84, 85 wins. Is it starting to even out a bit?
I wish. I don't think so. I mean, it's not just how good the other four teams in our division is. Mm-hmm. It's what they all have going for them. I mean, Toronto and Boston and New York are gigantic cities, big economic engines, and in baseball, local revenue drives the day. It's not like football where everyone's got a national TV deal and they divvy the money up. It's still, the money that's available to you is mostly drawn from your local revenues, tickets, and local sponsorships and the like. And, you know, those are huge markets, huge historic franchises. And then the Rays, the way that they've built up their farm system and the way that they're run, and it's not something that's happened overnight. You know, they spent 10-plus years kind of getting the organization to this spot where they're loaded, where they're able to replenish every time they have to trade off of a player. So it's a very daunting division. But, you know, I think we look at it as if you want to get all the way, you got to get through those teams at one point or another, and you got to beat the best to be the best. So it definitely drives us and raises the bar for everything that we do to be in the American League.
Yeah, I don't think people realize Toronto would be the second biggest city in this country after New York.
Yeah,
it's got 6 million people.
Yeah, when you're there, I've never spent too much time there until joining the Orioles, and it's a gigantic New York City, Chicago level city, and they've got the whole country behind them too.
Mm-hmm. So. That's the other there. Rob's always mentioned that.
Mike, what's your offseason going to be look like? Do you get some time to, you know, kind of shut it down for a while, recharge the batteries, and then dive back into the baseball? Or is it nonstop all offseason for you once we get through September?
No, yeah, we get going right away. I mean, we're already doing offseason planning. As I said, we've got to think about ways to augment our major league roster, although we have a lot of internal talent coming, which is what we've been spending the last 3 years focused on, is building that internal pipeline. And I think we've got that in a great spot, having one of the top farm systems in the game right now, and some of the young players that you're seeing on the Major League Orioles. But we're in budgeting planning mode this September, and it's not just for the Major League roster. You've got to think about the whole organization, the minor league staffing, who you want to play in winter ball. So it's a very, in a lot of ways, the off season's busier than a time like August. The baseball industry tends to shut down for a week or so between Christmas and New Year's, and that's probably the quietest time. But we'll have a very busy fall and November and December coming up, and GM meetings in November, winter meetings in December, and I think we're all optimistic that we'll get a collective bargaining agreement done with the players' union and kind of keep going business as usual all winter.
Let's hope so. Let's hope so. Mike Elias, Mike, enjoy your weekend somehow.
Thanks.
All right, thank you.
Thanks, Mike.
All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, oh.